that's the poetry of Mufti Mahmoud Saab rahimahullah ta'ala. And to tell us more about that, we have Mawlana Ashraf Taqratullah. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This morning we are reviewing the book Shahid al-Qudrat.
Yes, Mawlana, the poem that we've just heard on air is Shahid al-Qudrat. This translates as the manifestation of the divine powers of Allah, the manifestation of the Qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are fortunate that we now have a translation of this poet, of this poem. We know that the poem was compiled by Hazrat Mufti Mahmoud Hassan Gangohi. The poem was then discussed and a commentary was provided on this poem by a Maulana Yusuf Tauli Saab. Maulana Yusuf Tauli prepared a commentary and he had the opportunity to actually read this commentary to Mufti Mahmoud Hassan Saab Rahmatullah Ali. This commentary has now been translated by Maulana Hakim Jalil Pandor Saab, and also the translation has been edited by Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Pandor Saab Damat Barakatuh. So we are very fortunate that we have this now in the English language, and this poem that is well known to our listeners, they've heard the recordings of this poem and the poem being recited, they can now read about the poem and read something about the meaning of this poem. The poet himself is well, and his life is really well known to South African Muslims, Hazrat Faqihul Ummat, Maulana Mufti Mahmoud Hassan Saab Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, had a great and strong relationship with the Muslims of South Africa. He himself has an illustrious career. We know that he was a student in Darulum Dioban. He was a student at Mazahir Ulum in Saharanpur. He spent many years in the khidmat of Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali, almost over 40 years with him, and then himself took on an important role of a teacher and a mufti at Darulum Dioban himself. And Hazrat Mufti Saab, for those who knew him, had a number of very special qualities. He was a brilliant scholar, and he was really a very, very enlightened soul and enlightened human being. Those who had the opportunity to sit in his company would remember the type of knowledge that Mufti Saab was able to impart, the type of islah he was able to make to the thousands of people who remained connected to him during his life. And in this poem, what Mufti Saab is trying to say is that he has seen the Qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The story behind this poem is that he had been for an operation in England for his eye. And a few days after the operation, the doctor came to Hazrat Mufti Saab and showed him his two fingers and asked him how many fingers he can see. And Mufti Saab, being the witty person that he was, replied that I see the total or half of the total of 1 plus 3. That is, I see two fingers. Initially the doctor didn't understand that, but the fact of the matter is that if you take any number and you take the numbers on both sides of, on either side of that number, and you add those two numbers and you halve them, then you will get that middle number. So Mufti Saab was very witty, and this is the response he gave. And then he says that I heard a voice from the unseen ask me that, did you ever see me? And I replied, yes, I have seen you. And then the voice asked me, where have you seen me? And Mufti Saab says, then I responded to that voice of the unseen with this poem, that I've seen you in all these places. I've experienced your qudra. I experienced your greatness in all these places. And the poem is actually then a explanation of where Mufti Saab has seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudra is manifest in the world. And each of the verses indicate to a number of such manifestations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudra and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness in this world. And really when one reflects on the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then one is able to understand and appreciate the Khaliq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Khaliq of everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should do this. In fact, we should spend time reflecting on the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and through that come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's recognition and ma'rifah. Whatever we have in the world, whatever we see in the world around us is a reflection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great power and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great qudra. And a believer has to use these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person acquires the stage where he's able to through what he sees around him recognize his creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everything in the world becomes a lesson for him, and everything in this world becomes a means of closeness and qurb to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And really when one looks at the poetry and what the author has identified, as the Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi has identified as those aspects of the world or those manifestations in the world of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudra, then it is a reflection on him of the fact that he was quite a remarkable human being. One looks and marvels at the extent of his life experience, the great depth of his personality, the books that he refers to, the experiences he refers to, the places he refers to, all are testimony to the fact that really what we saw in Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was a really remarkable man and a really remarkable human being, and we are fortunate to have met him. We are fortunate to have had some ta'alluq with him in our lives, and his legacy continues in these type of works and the books that we have. This is not his only book on poetry. He has written other books on poetry as well. There is a book, Na'at-e Mahmood, and I hope that somebody will continue or finish the translation of that as well, inshallah.
Inshallah. Now tell us the length of this book and how much is it?
The book is not lengthy at all. The book is a book of about 135 pages. As I said, the format of the book is where the poem is mentioned firstly in Urdu, and this is a good thing. You have the entire Urdu poem typed beautifully and typeset very, very clearly, and underneath that you have a translation of that poem and then a commentary of the poem with a summary of the commentary at the end again. So I think the book will make for easy reading, and those people who are following the poem itself and want to understand some of the words in the poem will find this book very, very useful. Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Tawli must be commended for his effort here. The book, I said, is 135 pages and costs 35 rands only. So it is really quite reasonably priced. One can get this from Madrasa Arabiya Islamia or directly from the publishers, Jamiatul Ulama KwaZulu-Natal, the Talimi Board of Jamiatul Ulama KwaZulu-Natal.
MashaAllah. Jazakumullah for your time. Much appreciated.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. 20 minutes after 9.